Hi, Anoush.
Hi, Carissa.
Yeah, I just pressed record already because I didn't want to forget. I have done that sometimes, believe it or not. Been through the whole
All right.
interview and forgot to record. Hello, and welcome to my podcast, You Inspired. We cover topics such as health, entrepreneurship, relationships, parenting, and just ways to help you live your best life. For today's podcast, I have a question for you. Does this describe you? Hardworking, multi-talented, big goals, big heart, taking on too much, struggling with saying no, and as a result, feeling frustrated and overwhelmed. If any of this resonates with you, please listen and share this episode with your friends. Today, our guest speaker is professional certified coach, speaker, and Amazon best-selling co-author, number one best-selling, right? Anoush Gagwa. Welcome, Anoush.
Well, thank you. Hello, everybody. Thank you, Carissa, for inviting me to the show.
Yeah. Just a little bit more about Anoush. She's a coach to celebrities, executives, and hardworking professionals who have big goals and a big heart, who take on too much and struggle with saying no. She helps individuals and teams achieve more with less stress as they reconnect with their core values and strengths. So if you want to learn more about her, which I think you will after this episode, go to outstandinglifecoach.com. She has 6+ years of coaching experience in creating outstanding results for people's lives, and that's the name of her company, Outstanding Life Coach, Peak Performance Coaching. She also runs monthly pro bono workshops for women coming out of toxic relationships, in addition to her ongoing workshops for professionals at Hollywood Production Center. I think that's really interesting that you specialize in helping women coming out of toxic relationships. Is that something personal to you? You have a personal passion for that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I do have a personal passion for that, and there's a history in my family as well. So I'm very committed to helping successful people become even more successful. And those that are experiencing really difficult times, really help them come out and really embrace their beautiful, strong, courageous self, no matter what they're hearing around them, you know, because emotional abuse can be as tough as physical abuse, and there's a lot of emphasis on physical abuse, but not enough on emotional abuse, but it can actually destroy the person. So I'm very committed to this part of the mission of my Outstanding Life Coaching, of really helping women, and you know, at times it's also men, but at this point I'm working with women mostly, to really come out of toxic relationships and to really embrace who they were before they entered that toxic relationship and really become the best version of themselves. Yeah.
Right, to be a good model for their kids so that they don't repeat the same mistakes. So I think that's so powerful because you're not only helping women and of course, executives with financial success, but relationships. And so it's abundance in all areas of your life to be successful in relationships, financial, business, whatever it is that you're doing. And so to look at all aspects, because I think so often we push those toxic relationships aside and just focus maybe on our success and just think, oh, that's the way it is, or that's the way people are, and then just drive forward with whatever our goals are. Do you think that's true for women sometimes?
I think it's true for women and for men, you know, a lot of times, and you know, there's this whole idea of like Whole Foods, it's so big these days, right? Because there's this new, I guess, rebirth of holistic approach to life. And, you know, the person that goes to bed is the same person that goes to that board meeting and carries out very important decisions. So part of coaching that I do, and it's so interesting, no matter, everybody has fears and everybody has some sort of something that they need to figure out. And for some people, work becomes the escape from things that are out of alignment. But that is possible up to a certain point, because then after that, it's followed by burnout, and it's a scientifically proven thing. And then I was reading a study that up to two-thirds of, there have been studies with 7,000 employees, up to two-thirds of them are burned out. And there's this whole crisis right now happening, and it's people's escape into work, and then that's not even working out, and that also has some impact on their physical health. But people don't tend to look at into what's really happening until it gets really, really bad. So coaching is the best preventive way of really helping people to, you know, people spend so much time on planning their vacation, right? Even their holidays and kind of outfits that they spend so much time on designing everything around them, but their life and business and professional life, business and personal life, right? So that's why it's having that holistic approach towards one's life and making sure that, because we are not just physical beings, I do this special course, it's called World Power Method, where we, especially if you're strong-willed and a high achiever, you'll say, it's okay, I will make it work no matter what. And a lot of times, as high achievers, we end up staying too long in toxic relationships. It can be work, it can be personal, because we power through because of our willpower. But if the circumstances around you are not in support of your goals, they're not in support of your strength, they're not in support of what you truly want to accomplish in life, it becomes a constant struggle. It's like one step forward and three steps backward. And my goal and mission is to really help women, to help everybody to really make sure that the world around them becomes in support of their willpower. Then you become really unstoppable.
Yeah, I think that's very insightful of you. And I've been in toxic relationships like that before too, where they try to suppress your light or your greatness. And then so maybe subconsciously you do that too, or I did that too, where I didn't want to shine my light too bright, be too successful, so I hold back so that the man in my life could shine his light. And then, so I thought it was more about that, but really it was more about having a toxic relationship. And just about coaching, I have a coach myself. I actually have two coaches, one for business and one for personal. And then I also have a therapist for my marriage. I'm not ashamed to say that I'm in therapy, and it has done wonders for our relationship. I know that's a whole nother level, but it is kind of like coaching us to be the best version of ourselves. So if you don't have a coach, I would highly recommend reaching out to Anoush. So I want to learn more about you. Tell me a little bit about yourself and how you got into being a professional host, life, and success coach.
Yeah, I would love to discuss that, but can I make one quick distinction in terms of therapy and coaching? Because a lot of times I get asked a question, and I have clients that are in coaching and in therapy at the same time, and it does magic. So therapy is about the past traumas, problems, everything that we have experienced in the past, and it's like, think of it as the baggage that you're carrying with you emotionally. And it's like you cannot bring in new beautiful furniture into your home and upgrade it beautifully if you're carrying all this old furniture and all this stuff from the past, right? So therapy is about releasing all of that, and that's where healing happens. And with coaching, it's about, okay, what are my resources as of now? And where do I really want to be in the future? And how can I get there based on my strengths, core values, and using the best strategies? So coaching is a mix of psychology and strategy. And therapy is about healing and taking care of trauma and past and cleansing. So it's a beautiful combination. That's why you're saying it. I'm doing therapy and I'm doing coaching. That's why you have a podcast and you show up the way you show up, right? Another thing about shrinking.
Having both is important. Having both is important. Yeah. Good point.
And then shrinking, you know, a lot of times, and this is so true for people who are givers, and I work with hardworking people who have big goals, big heart, but they're such givers, so they shrink because they think by their shrinking, the other person that's being abusive or not really in alignment, they're going to get better. But that's not how it works. If someone really makes you shrink, it's your body saying, this is out of alignment. And people stay in toxic relationships way too long, and I've had that done. I've done the same thing, but it never gets better because you cannot do the work for the other person. And Marianne Williamson has this beautiful quote from A Return to Love where it says, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we're powerful beyond measure. So I would like to move people from, oh, if I shrink, you know, shine your light, because it's not going to take away from the other person's life. Moreover, you're going to have emotional contagion, and you're going to move that person forward if they're ready. And if they're not, your shrinking is not going to serve them.
Yeah, so talk about that emotional contagion. That is an interesting phrase. I love that. Basically, you're saying as you shine your light, others feel brave enough to shine their light as well. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, and it's, you know, if you see someone share with you, oh, my God, I had this amazing news, or when the baby is born or someone passes the ELSA test, right, you naturally become happy with them. So there's this whole part of emotional contagion, right? And it's scientifically proven as well. So the way we show up is our way to influence the world. And that's why when you are your true self, you are able to bring more of you into this world and to have a more positive impact on the world. So my, I guess, challenge would be the influencer, don't be influenced, especially if it's negative.
Right, right. So, okay, unless there is someone like you in their life, right, you can influence them in a positive way, hopefully. Well,
that's
tell me about yourself now. Mm-hmm. That's right. Tell me about yourself.
Well, I have, before coaching, for 15 plus years, I've been in media and marketing and PR. I'm even a former CNN World Reporter. So I've had that experience. And I've done public relations for years. I was a PR executive of a multi-million dollar investment firm. And
incredible.
I've also interviewed lots of people. I've also interviewed lots of people. And now I understand that that was my pathway to coaching, because the idea was always to bring out the best in people, in companies, in products, right? And now I have the skill set to do that on a very personal and professional level, where I do the work with leaders and I do work with people. And it's equally, if I'm successful, a highly successful person, and they go and touch their team, that's profound. But I also get the same level of being high from really helping a mother come out of a toxic relationship and break the generational cycle of abuse by really becoming the best version of herself and achieving her goals and modeling that for her kid.
Yeah. That's incredible. So are you still doing that? Are you still doing PR as well as your coaching, or that was more in the past?
Actually, I have, since October of 2019, I have transitioned fully into coaching, and I have a beautiful office at Hollywood Production Center in the heart of Glendale, California. So right now, I work with people. I wouldn't just take a marketing client, but if someone comes with me and we work, you know, on all of the things that are in alignment, so I do business coaching with them. And then if there's a project that they want to implement, I have the team to help them out. So, you know, Tony Robbins says
that's exciting.
Yeah, Tony Robbins says, like, 80% of everything is psychology, 20% is mechanics. So once they're on fire, ready, and in alignment, if everything is ready to go, then we'll figure out the 20% of mechanics, and that's where success happens. Yeah.
That's a real niche you can fill, because a lot of coaches don't have that marketing and PR experience that you can really enhance someone's business. So that's exciting. I know you're more about the psychology, but I also get excited about the mechanics and the details of getting it done. So
But how many times, you know, people know what to do, they know how to do it, but they're not doing it, right? So,
well, that's most of the time, right? Or they'll go to
right.
a seminar and not implement what they suggest, right? Yeah.
True.
Yeah,
true.
That's true. Okay. So now tell me about recently you had a number one bestseller on Amazon. How was that writing, marketing, and releasing it, the book?
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about it?
Absolutely. You know, remember how we talked about influencing rather than being influenced? So the book is called Inspirational Influencers, and it became Amazon One best-selling book. And I want to give proper credit to where credit is due. I want to say thank you to Kim Summers. She's a life coach and also a business and life coach, and Susie Augustine. They made the collaboration happen, and it's more than a book. It's a movement of bringing together really powerful people, and powerful, you know, powerful means something else to different people, but powerful in the sense of having come great tragedies, having overcome great difficulties in their life, and in that maintaining their integrity, and in that maintaining their grace, and in that becoming a source of light and a positive influence, and not becoming defined by their circumstances. So seeing it on Amazon as a number one best-selling book was a great feeling. Like, you go to order something for your daughter and the book is the number one Amazon bestseller. It was a beautiful feeling, and I shared it even on Facebook. But I think what's even more important is that people are really looking for positivity these days, and it's beautiful to bring popularity to positivity. And, you know, I was also reading an article with Lady Gaga where she talks about, you know, killing people with kindness. You know, I don't agree with the word killing, but it's about touching people with kindness, you know.
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
Yeah. Yeah. But that's Lady Gaga. Ah. She has to have an element of, you know, she needs to have an element of shocking, right? That's part of her brand.
Yeah,
so.
Shock, right. The yin and yang. Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wonderful. So I want to hear about your work with Hannah Griffiths as her coach. How did you start working with her, and what did she say about you and working together?
Hannah is one of my, you know, I work with people that are known, but she's one of the people that has been very open about her coaching, and she's very proud of having a coach. And she's a multi-talented person, extremely resilient, and she's an actress producer, one of the youngest producers of American Cherry. So not only she's gorgeous, but she's also very, very smart. And we've been working together for 5 years now. And when she started with me, you know, she was a perfectionist, and she was very, and her agent has just dropped her, a very powerful agent. And she was in the space like, oh my, and she had billboards like on Sunset Boulevard, and I was like, what am I going to do? You know, because when you have a powerful agent, the industry works that way, right? So she was in the space of like,
yeah,
what am I going to do? So, and she knew what she wanted, but she didn't know how she was going to get around it, right? And she was working very hard, and she was very frustrated. But it was, the whole point of it was to, she came to me wanting to have a top representation again, and we got that for her. But the most important transformation that happened within her is she got her power back to herself. She wasn't defined by the powerful agent anymore. And she really, really deep internal work, and she's one of my hardest working clients, because you give her a tool and she goes and she applies it 10 times into the world, and then she comes back next week with an amazing result. That's why it's been such an amazing journey. But right now, she, you know, back forward from 5 years to now, she is one of the youngest producers. She is extremely popular. And most importantly, she has become that influencer of positivity as well, and that's part of my mission. So I'm very happy for her success. She was there for my book launch, and she also shared her experience of coaching. So that was beautiful. She drove 4 hours and, you know, had to not go to a premiere to be there. So that meant a lot. Thank you, Hannah Griffith.
That says a lot about you. Yeah, that says a lot about you, too, as her coach. And she just supports everything you do and the work you do. That's incredible. So who else have you interviewed as a host, and what was the most fascinating interview you did?
You know, I have interviewed lots of people. I'm Armenian, so I've interviewed almost everybody in the Armenian community that's super known, from assemblymen to ministers to all of these singers and all of that. So I love my community. I've also interviewed Michael Beckwith, and I've interviewed Sex and the City, Patricia Fields. That was an interesting interview. She was a costume designer for all these beautiful outfits at Sex and the City. So that was interesting. I've interviewed quite a lot of people, and I think what's really fascinating, you know, whether you're the mayor of the city or a very popular singer or an actress, what I have always been fascinated with, how did you turn things around? Because that's what defines what happens to us. Because when things are great, everybody is great. But who do you become in the most difficult times of your life? And how do you turn things around? And that has been the line, the theme in all of my interviews. And, you know, and as you can see, everybody that has been successful at one point hit a rough point in their life. And my interviews have been bringing these things out.
What about for you? How was success for you? Did you have to go through some trials and tribulations?
Oh, no, it was perfect from the very beginning. Of course. well, coaching, like my love for the rest of my life, is a result of me hitting rock bottom. And I shared this in the book, Inspiration and Influencers. My chapter is called From Awful to Awesome, Shift Your Life. And I was consuming all of me. You know, I was at a point interviewing, I was doing my show, and the TV station that I was working for went bankrupt, and they didn't inform me on time. I'm still in
grade. Oh,
yeah.
No.
So the next morning, I wake up, and people are calling me like, you're off the air. Your show is off the air. What happened to the channel? And I'm like, and then I call them. They're like, yeah, we didn't want to tell you because we thought we were going to be able to fix it. You know, Charter has taken away our license, so pretty much you're jobless. And I'm a first-generation immigrant, right? So I have no mom's couch to go to, and I don't, you know, it's like it's all me. And I was living paycheck to paycheck, and I'm like, and I was having a beautiful life. You know, I was being invited to great places. And I kind of have created this illusion that I'm very secure and I have a great lifestyle, but I was consuming all of me. And so after that, it got even worse. I didn't know what to do. And I remember fueling my black Jetta with the last quarters that I had saved. And I had tears in my eyes because I had a roommate back then, and she was living there with me for a couple of months for free. And she said, I'm sorry, I have to move out and live with someone else. I cannot go on like this, you know. I don't know how long this crisis of yours will last. So I also felt betrayed in a way. But, so I had to figure it out. And I called a friend, and I said, can I come and stay on your couch? And he said, you know, you can stay at my son's guest house. He's only here for a couple of days. So the days that the son was there, I was living on the couch. And the days that the son wasn't there, I was living in the son's room. And, you know, I had to figure it out. And I was paying $400 just for that. And in that library, I found my first set of Tony Robbins coaching CDs. It was the Get the Edge program. And I remember I took it on, I went for a walk, and I just absorbed everything, and everything kind of started to shift because I really looked at, okay, things are off, but what are the things that are still right with me? What are the things that I still have as of right now? You know, from me being healthy to me having all of those resources. And I started every day with a power walk where I would go for a walk. I would wake up, like, grab myself out of bed. I would put on a hat and glasses and just move. And Tony has this thing called emotion comes from motion, and immediately shift my focus from, oh my God, I don't know where my next money is going to come, or I don't know where I'm going to spend, what am I going to do, to, okay, what am I, what's right with me and how can I create from this space. So I would do 5 minutes of gratitude where I would really focus on what's right, like sunny weather, me walking right now, you know, me being bilingual, me having all of this skill set, me knowing all of these people. So it was like a manual shift to what's wrong, from what's wrong to what's right. And then I did, okay, what do I want to create out of my day? Like, and this like seed as done, so vision, like we have a vision of what do I want to create now and what do I want to create a year from now. And things started to shift. I had to let go a lot of people that just wanted me to just be there. Like, I remember one day I didn't have money to eat because I, you know, like I didn't have money to eat, right? And then I was invited that very evening to be a part of a board meeting for a charity concert with Stevie Wonder and Chaka Khan. And like, and I was like, who am I kidding? Who am I kidding? Like, and my friend at whose place I was staying, you know, I was off to run to my next meeting. And my friend said, Anush, you cannot volunteer your time and money when you don't have money for food and shelter. And that really hit me. And that's why I work with people who have big hearts and big goals, but who take on too much and struggle with saying no. And a lot of times it's at the expense of their own livelihood. So I had that realization. And every now and then I relapse into taking on too much and saying no, but it's such a, I have so much more awareness and intention in terms of where my time and energy goes. And people, you know, I was reading Rumi the other day and says, be like a tree and let the dead leaves fall. So if people say, you know, if people are not okay with who you're becoming, then they're not supposed to be in your life, you know, it's okay to be you. Yeah.
So did you go to that event where you were asked to be on the board with Stevie Wonder and Chaka Khan?
I did.
Yes.
I did.
Yes, you did.
I did get to meet Stevie Wonder, and I did meet Chaka Khan, and I was backstage. But I also realized, you know, this is not going to be my main thing. I really need to figure things out.
Yeah.
So fast forward six months, there was a free coaching session that was offered as part of those CDs. So I called and I had my first coaching session. So that was quite transformational. And they asked me to sign up for a coaching. And I really had very little money left on my credit card. I maxed out my credit card. I got myself a coach. Crazy, right? You don't have money for food, or, you know, you're staying at a friend's couch and you're hiring yourself a coach. But I have done it. And shifted. And fast forward 6 months later, you know, I landed a great PR gig, and I, you know, not only was able to rent a place, I bought a place in beautiful Glendale, California, and, you know, and then most importantly, the blessing that came out of it, I discovered coaching as a profession. So while I was doing my PR work, I also got certified and started building up my coaching practice, and that has been the greatest gift found in the dark times.
Now, did you do a Tony Robbins seminar where you walked on fire?
Oh, my goodness. Five times. So, oh, yeah.
Oh, five times. What's the name of that one?
It's called Unleash the Power Within. So with the coaching practice that I got.
Yeah.
And by the way, you know, if you ever want to go, I have a relationship there so I can get tickets and stuff. So, but with the coaching package that I purchased, I also got a free ticket to Unleash the Power Within. So I went and I did the firework here in Los Angeles, California. And, you know, walking on fire is a very profound thing, because it's not just walking on fire. It's about walking over your fears and associating major pleasure to overcoming that fear. And that's what Tony is so great at, is he really is powerful to creating. Anytime we want to do something, we need to have the knowledge, the understanding, and because we avoid pain at all costs, right? So we need to know that it's going to give us pleasure and that it's going to help us avoid pain. So if not doing something is going to give you pain, you're going to avoid it. And if doing it is going to give you massive pleasure, you're going to do it. And that's how exactly we were conditioned to do the fire walk, where on the side of the fire, on the other side of the fire, you're celebrating something big. And so when you walk over that fire, and you walk over the coals, and one of the things you say to yourself, like, cool moss, like, you work with words, because words have power, so you basically downgrade what's there. And then eyes up is another thing you say before you go on that fire walk, and it's called being in a state, where three things that impact how we feel are in alignment with what you do. And the three things are physiology, what you do with your body, how you move your body, your focus, like eyes up, your focus on the goal, and also what are you telling to yourself, what are the words that you're telling to yourself. And as we were walking over the fire, we're like, cool moss, cool moss, cool moss. Basically, you're saying it doesn't matter. It's a cool moss. I got this. So it was a beautiful experience, and every time it's very empowering.
What's that second word that you said to yourself, cool what?
Cool moss, like, you know, the moss that you have in the water, like the water plants, right?
Oh, it's moss. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure.
Excuse my accent. Oh, definitely. I speak four languages.
No, no, that's fine. No. You said it beautifully, and I thought that's what you said, but I just wanted to clarify. Oh, okay, got it. Yeah. And through that, you were able to do it. That's beautiful. I've also walked on fire, not through Tony Robbins' seminar, but through another seminar, and it's very powerful. Two times, Enlightened Warrior training and this other seminar, Five Elements. So I agree, it's very powerful. So a moment ago,
hello, Firewalker.
So, but it's just like, it's kind of interesting because I have my mom in one seminar and my dad in another seminar, and both of them couldn't do. Yeah, it was great. But both of them couldn't do it. And it was like, I had this thought before I did it, like, do I want to be more powerful than my parents, you know, by walking over them? But I did it anyway. So I thought that was kind of interesting. So let's talk about your community. You said you're part of the Arminian community. How do you give back?
You know, I do coaching, you know, I've hosted telethons, so I still get invited to do events and stuff, so that's one of the ways that I give back. Another way of doing it is, you know, I don't really define, like, oh, I need to give back to specifics of my community, because we're all humans, so I don't really differentiate between Armenians or non-Armenians, but have free workshops, I, of course, my Armenian community and all of my Facebook friends, like, not all, but I have lots of Armenian followers in terms of, you know, friendship. However, one thing that's interesting about the Armenian community, I think Armenians are not, we're very close community, and I don't think we're that open to coaching yet. So I have a lot of education to do in the community, and I was invited to the morning show, Armenian morning show, Good Morning America. There's like Good Morning Armenia show here. And we did a little bit of education.
Great.
For some, they don't even know what life coaching is. So there's a lot of education that needs to happen there.
Yeah, I mean, for generations, they were just trying to survive, and so they think that's such an additional luxury that they don't need necessarily. Is that what you're finding?
I feel yes, and they're like, we got it covered, and I mean, Armenians are still frowning upon having therapy, you know what I mean?
Like,
what therapy? I'm not crazy. I don't need to go see a therapist. I just made a documentary with one of my clients, you know, All for Health. So I have a lot of education to do, but I do have a successful Armenian client. She is having a concert coming soon at Alex Theater, so I cannot say that I don't work with Armenians. But the ones that do, those are the bold and brave and open-minded ones.
Oh, wonderful. So let's talk about your family life. You're married with kids or one child?
Okay, the family life. So that's a big one. Let's do it then. I got divorced 2 years ago. The relationship wasn't healthy. And that's where my passion is also, to serve women, you know, because in my family too, you know, my sisters, and I'm opening up here, but my sister, her husband was extremely abusive, not on on all levels. And so
did you
the
witness
imprint
that?
That I, yeah.
You witnessed
so
that.
The imprint, yeah. So I guess the blueprint for me for marriage has always been, you know, this equals love. And I ended up, you know, after with all the knowledge in coaching industry, right, with everything else, I ended up in a relationship. It was never physically abusive or anything like that, but it wasn't healthy. I want to keep it that way. He's still the father of my child, and he has a big heart. But he also has lots of unresolved trauma in his life. And he doesn't believe in therapy nor anything coaching or anything like that. He has a good heart, but it wasn't a healthy relationship. And I'm so glad that I had the courage to come out of that relationship despite my huge...
Yeah.
This is still very emotional for me.
Oh, yeah.
Despite
yes.
my huge desire
so
to
healing.
Have a beautiful family. Yeah, I'm still healing.
Yes.
I'm still in therapy. And
you're healing.
Part of it is, yeah. But it's like I was able to do it, and I'm so proud that I did it. And I did it for my daughter, Gina, because I didn't want her to see the unhealthy relationship as the norm so that when she grew up, she would attract that. You know what I mean? Just like I've done. So to me, it's also reverting the generational cycle of abuse. And I want to do that for women like me as well, because it doesn't have to be that way. And love can come in other healthier forms. So yeah, I have a beautiful daughter. She's 5 years old. Luckily, with all the challenges and different belief systems with my ex-husband, I was still able to maintain a good relationship, and to a point where we go to places
Wonderful.
Like to events for Gina, because I want my daughter to feel that, you know, 50% of her is me and 50% of her is daddy, right? So I don't want ever to have her choose between a daddy and mommy. And I always tell her, we both love you, honey, and, you know, we're still a family. Daddy loves you, mommy loves you, and he's very committed to my daughter's well-being. He might do things that he doesn't understand. That's not right. But I really hope, my hope for him and is that at one point he really finds the courage to deal with the past trauma so that misplaced emotions don't come out and really affect his life. And I really hope that we both can build our lives. Not ever together, but separately, but hopefully, you know, I don't know what life holds for me, but what's important to me is that my daughter feels loved by both of us, and my mother-in-law is right now in a hospital, and I went and saw her the other day, and I still maintain a good relationship, and it was tough to get there, and I was being judged, you know, why do you, especially with the Armenian community, like, why are you... You know, if you're divorced, you're divorced. What's this? Like, you still go to Whole Foods together and have lunch or, you know. But I really, what's important for me is that we both had good intentions. We both wanted to have a happy life and married and family. And it just didn't work out. And I only want the best for him and for Gina and for me.
Yeah. I feel that so much. Brave soul. It's so amazing that you had the courage to do that for your daughter. Yeah.
And it's still fresh, I guess.
Yes. But it's so important. It's so healthy to let it out, to feel your emotions, to just cry and be that woman that you are, that courageous, divine feminine that's just coming out of you when you cry. It's so powerful.
Yeah, I've cried
so
in reverse.
Stand in that power.
Maybe an ocean.
Yes.
Maybe an ocean.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, Diana Krall has a song, Cry Me a River. But it's a relief, you know. It's good. I always tell my daughter, it's like, I want to cry, it's in my throat. I go, honey, let's let it out. It's okay.
Yes.
And she gave me a hug the other day. She's like, thank you, Mama. I was like, of course, my love. Yeah.
Yes.
Bottling
so
up
healthy.
never helps.
That's right. That's right. Thank you for being vulnerable here. So how do you balance what's important in your life?
How do I balance what's important in my life? That's the $1 million question. Of course, I have all of these coaching tools, and it's super powerful to have all of the coaching tools and the support and all of that. My biggest way, I meditate. So I spent 2 days at a retreat at Lake Shrine. I don't know if you've ever been there, Self-Realization Fellowship.
Yes, amazing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I did a silent retreat. So I stay in silence. I go to the beach and I take walk, like solo. I walk solo on the beach, and it's my way to cleanse my thought, to connect with nature, to connect with God, and to really, you know, with every wave, it's like I take in what's right and I let go of what's off. And it's a powerful, beautiful practice. And meditation has also been big. And also I use a special method called RPM by Tony Robbins. It's called Results-Focused, Purpose-Driven Massive Action Plan, where I really, instead of to do, I focus, what do I want out of my week? What do I want out of my day? What's most important? Even before the day begins, I meditate, and then I do that. And that really keeps me grounded, and I teach that to my clients as well.
I love that. It's so beautiful that you brought up the ocean, because I'm sitting here in Hawaii looking at the ocean in my hotel room. Yes. So I'm going to take our audience on a journey, on a meditation journey after we get off, and I'm going to bring in the power of the ocean and the waves and the rain. It's raining too. So it's so great that you talked about that. It's wonderful. Now, what's next for you? I know you have an event coming up. Is there anything you want to share, your contact information or anything with the audience?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for that opportunity. Well, on December 13th, which is Friday, and then on Saturday, December 14th, the very next day. So one is in the evening. On December 13th is at 6 p.m., and December 14th is in the morning. I'm doing Reboot 2020 Goal Setting Workshop. And the whole point of it is to really finish the year strong and step into 2020 with clarity, focus, and strength. And I will be sharing very powerful tools that I have mastered throughout the years to help people really let go of what's out of alignment, to really reflect on how much progress they have made toward their goals, and to really become super clear in terms of what 2020 is going to be about, and have a massive action plan toward achieving it. And it's the best gift that someone can give to themselves, you know. So it's 2 hours long. You're worth it. Take the time to really invest in yourself, to really reflect on the year, and to really plan 2020 in alignment with your goals and in alignment with your core values on the foundation of your strengths. And I have a gift for your listeners. So anybody that is will reach out to me via email, and I'll give the email soon. The first 6 people will get to come into the workshop for free, because this is my way to give away and to pay it forward. So reach out to me. It's coach, COACH, Anush, ANUSH, at gmail.com, and subject line, Reboot 2020 Workshop, You Inspired Podcast. So that way,
yeah,
I know where you're coming from, and you will get your complimentary ticket. It's $100 value, but you will get it for free. So the first 6 will get a complimentary ticket to Reboot 2020 Goal Setting Vision Workshop to make 2020 your best year ever, and to step into 2020 with strength, clarity, and focus.
Amazing. And then reach out to Anoush. And if you forget her email for any reason, you can always reach out to me, carissasims333@gmail.com. So thank you so much for – and One more thing.
Yes. And it's also on Eventbrite. It's called Reboot 2020 Goal Setting Workshop.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. That's even easier. Great. But if you want the free tickets, you got to email Anoush, and then she'll send you all the details. Wow, thank you so much for joining me today, Anoush. It was such a pleasure getting to know you and connecting.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. Well, you inspired me for sure. And are you going to do the meditation now? Can I also participate in the meditation?
Well, I could do it over the phone. Do you want me to do that with you?
Yeah,
on the phone?
I'll stay online. I'll stay online while you're doing it. I'll meditate along. I'm excited.
Okay. Thank you so much.
And all the best.
Okay. Sounds good. And you can just mute your line, and
do that, and just
give me a minute to get settled here.
All right. Namaste.
Yeah. Namaste. Just take the time for yourself. This is your time to honor yourself, to connect with nature. I'm here in Hawaii looking over the ocean. It's raining out. So I wanted to bring in the power of water for this healing. And Anoush talked about how she meditates and heals by the ocean, watching the waves crashing in and out. So healing. As you take a deep breath in through the soles of the feet, visualize that place that's special for you, that place in the water, by the water, whether it's a lake, ocean, pool. Just go there now during this meditation and then release. Breathing in through the nose purifies the air that you're bringing into your body. Holding that breath in your heart and then releasing it. Imagine your breath like the waves of the ocean. Breathing in brings the wave back to get that power, to feel in your power, to do what's right, to know what is the next step for you in your life. Feel empowered now as you release. That wave crashes into the beach, crashes into the rocks. You're releasing what no longer serves you in your life. Feel it evaporate like the mist of the ocean crashing onto the sand. What no longer serves you, your past, your trauma, relationships, you're letting it all go now. Feeling it just leave your body and being evaporated into the ocean, back into Mother Earth. Yes. As you take another deep breath in through the soles of the feet, feeling that vibration of Mother Earth, the ocean coming into you. That cleansing salt water, that cleansing water coming into you, ready to purify every cell of your being. And then let it go. Good. Exhaling, letting it all go now. Good. Feeling perfectly in alignment with the ocean, cleansing your spirit, so that you may move forward in your life. Bringing in the power of the rain and the ocean, cleansing you, purifying you, making you anew. Stepping into the new you, purified, clean, ready to move forward in your life. As you take another deep breath in through the soles of the feet, feel that power of the ocean, that rain cleansing your spirit. Bring in your spirit now, spirit of all the audience here, and then let it go. And you can bring in the highest spirit you believe in for this healing. As I sing and heal each and every one of you, visualizing that ocean feeling in your body. If you can stand and feel your body completely and close your eyes, that would be ideal. If you want to relax, sitting, lying down, whatever feels right for you. As you feel the sensations at the top of your head and coming down your body, your forehead and your third eye, cleansing that third eye so people see you, the empowered you, and they treat you with respect, love, and give you the power you deserve. Cleansing that third eye now. And coming down the face, really visualizing all of the muscles of your face. Everything coming together to make one facial expression. The eyebrows, the eyelashes. Really think about everything that comes together on your face and appreciate that. As you take another deep breath in, feeling the wave of the ocean purify you, coming up your legs all the way up to your face and your third eye, and then letting it go through the mouth. Good. And next, focusing on the throat chakra, speaking your truth. Knowing your truth and expressing it in the world. Being who you really are. Feel inspired to share, to speak up, to stay grounded, and use the power of the ocean to do this. As you take another deep breath in through the soles of the feet, all the way up to the heart, and the throat chakra, and then let it out. Let out whatever wants to come out. Your creativity, your expression, whatever gifts you want to share, it's coming out now, and you can share it with the world. It is safe. Coming down to the heart, bringing in love, the love of yourself, connecting with Mother Earth and the ocean. Feeling it, all of that love wash over you like the wave crashing over you now. That love of yourself. You love yourself so much that you can move forward in your life with your gifts. Coming down the body in the shoulders, release the weight of the world off your shoulders now and let it go. And just be you, not what society expects, not what everyone says a mother should be, an executive should be. You be you and let your light shine. As you take another deep breath in, again, feeling the power of the ocean come within you, all the way up to your heart, and then let it go. Good. Coming down to the digestive organs, the immune system, everything working in perfect harmony. And then your hips. Let's breathe in deep, to feel the power of our divine femininity. Really connect with that as you take a deep breath in. Maybe your hips start to move. Really feel that power. And then let it go. Good. The wave just leaving your body, crashing into the sand, letting go of what no longer serves you. Come down to the legs, the knees. Any tension in your knees, just release it now. Shins, calves, ankles, and feet. Feeling grounded into the earth. Maybe visualizing your feet on the sand with the waves crashing over them. What do you feel? How do all the muscles, bones, and tendons come together to make your feet stand, sit, lie down? Whatever it is that your feet are doing, appreciate them for the journey they've taken you thus far and the journey that will happen with your divine destiny as you take a deep breath in through the soles of the feet. Coming up to the heart and release. Going to call in the highest and best good for you, your soul and spirit, and all the participants here. You have the power to heal yourself and do a good job. Love you, honor you, respect you. You have the power to heal everyone that's listening to this podcast. Let them be healed through this meditation as I sing and bring in your power. Love you, honor you, and respect you. You have the power to heal yourself. Please continue to heal yourself in the next 48 hours. Your soul and spirit, Jesus, soul, spirit, love you, honor and respect you. Thank you for coming in on this healing. Please continue to heal all these participants of their life in the next 48 hours. Thank you. All participants, please return. Thank you, thank you. Any light beings that join us in this healing, please return. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I hope you all have a wonderful day. Namaste.